I wonder who this is.
I had her in the hospital last week, all last week. She was in the hospital.
Monday, October 4, 2010, Dakota County Board of Equalization, 4 p.m. Dakota County Board of Corrections is 4 p.m. Dakota County Board of Equalization is 4:10, and Dakota County Board of Commissioners is 4:15.
On the outside.
They break down all the time.
Oh, thank you.
Ready?
Thought you were doing it because you know you might grab it.
Call the meeting to order. Would you stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the east wall near the entrance to the County Board of Commissioners room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Would you call the roll, please?
Buskay?
Here.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes. Next thing is the approval of the minutes of the September 20th meeting, which you all received a copy.
So moved. Seconded.
Motion made and seconded to approve the minutes. Any corrections, additions, deletions? Call the roll.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Buskay?
Yes.
Okay, next item is Mr. Kellen on
No. We're in Board of Corrections.
Oops.
We're in the Board of Corrections.
I get it. Well, that's not until 4:10.
Four o'clock is Board of Corrections.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Then I'll stand corrected.
I was ready.
Okay. okay. Mr. Kern.
Okay, you all have a copy of the jail report for the month of September. There's more to it than that this time around. September 30th closed out the first quarter of this fiscal year. Our county inmate population went up significantly during last month. It brought our total in-house population up to 123 on average. That gave us a boost to what we've been seeing in the calendar year as well as the fiscal year. Our September marshal's income was at 72,102. September ICE, 5,200. Total of 77,302 for federal income. That moved our calendar income up to 606,000 and the fiscal income for federal 234,000. We end up with a total between ICE and Marshals for our fiscal year of about a little bit of almost quarter million dollars, $243,500. And our inmate per diem costs are $53.56. We have completed, as I say, 25% of the fiscal year, and we've gone through about 24% of our budget, which means we're $23,000 under budget. In addition to that, in the first quarter of this fiscal year, the jail has generated income from several sources during that time period. The final figures are not yet computed for a number of reasons. We have not received or computed our September income for the phone cards and fingerprints. Typically, that'll run somewhere around $1,500. So we should get about another $1,500 computed into those figures when they're figured up. We have applied for the first quarter of the jail reimbursement fund. This is the last year that their state's paying that. But we will not typically receive that money until November. But when we do, it'll be credited to our first quarter account because that's what it's paid for. If there's money left over from that, we'll get at least a portion of what we put in for it in the second quarter, but rarely is there a third quarter, so we'll have some first quarter income. We do have revenue in hand, and you can see there where it breaks down, of $284,982.90. That's money we actually have. When we get through with the finalized figures for what the first quarter brought in, it'll be over $300,000. As it stands, the money that we have taken in now and actually have is sufficient to offset 43% of our operating costs for the first quarter. When the rest of it comes in, we'll probably be close to a 50-50 split between money that we generate and money that comes out of the general fund. In the month of September, we underwent a two-day inspection from ICE, and then the United States Marshal Service came in the following week, and we had an inspection from the Marshal Service. We passed both inspections. I know that there's been some discussion in the paper about Woodbury County not happy with Dakota County and our relationship with the Marshals. Well, I'll just tell you what they told me. We like the way you do business. We like the jail. We have a good working relationship. We're going to continue to do business with you, and there it is. So that's good for us, and whatever's going on over there is their problem. And we had a discussion with jail standards, and they've proposed a December 6th annual inspection date, which we will do for jail standards. Now we'll bring our annual inspections up for all three of those agencies. Also in September, we had new hires for the jail that all underwent their basic jail standards training. So now everyone in the jail has received their basic training, and we all meet jail standards in that regard. Any questions?
The new hire, how many people are you hired?
It's six.
Six. Is everything going real well? Not good?
Well, we actually hired seven. One didn't make probation, but we did send six people through school, and they're working out pretty well.
Any other questions from the board? Questions from the public? Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you.
There's no miscellaneous items. Any committee reports in reference to jail? Any member reports? Open it up to a public comment. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to address the board on any issue that was not on the agenda? Reference to the jail. Okay, hearing none. No emergency business. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn. Call the roll, please.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Bosque?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
Okay, it's 4:09 or 4:10, whichever clock you're looking at, Tony.
Are we going to phone call meeting again? No?
Yes. Just that one. We have to set the levy.
To set the levy. Okay. We'll call this meeting in order. A current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted in the East Wall near to the entrance of the County Board of Members room. It is available for review by all citizens in attendance. I don't see any roll call. Are we need a roll call here for this meeting?
Yeah, we should.
Roll call.
McLarty?
Yes.
Bosque?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yeah.
Gomez?
Yes. Approval of minutes of the previous meeting.
I move that we approve, Mr. President.
Second.
Move and second it.
Second.
Roll call.
Bosque?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Now we set the levies for all political subdivision of Dakota County. You guys want to sit on that? What do you want to do? We got no choice but accept it, I think.
They're in your packet.
I move that we reestablish and set the levy set for the county as printed on the paper presented.
Second.
Let's move and second it. Call roll.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Bosque?
Yes.
Now, we're going on to closed session.
I move that we go into executive session to discuss pending litigation.
That one was my agenda request, and that was for November 15th, so I'm not sure how it somehow got on for October 4th. That one should be for November 15th.
Oh, it's not to be now? Oh, okay. I withdraw my motion.
Withdraw the motion that we want to have. This is November 15th instead of October 4th. We need a motion for this. No. So, go with the miscellaneous agenda items and the miscellaneous table items. I don't see any that I know. Board members report, committee reports on the qualification. Board members report. Public comments. There is any mail and emergency business, there's not any. So need the motion to adjourn.
So move. Second.
Move and second. Roll call.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Bosque?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
Okay, we still have a few minutes, a minute or two before we get to the Board of Commissioners, so we'll wait for a couple minutes. Okay, we'll call the meeting to order, please, for the Board of Commissioners. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the east wall near the entrance to the County Board of Commissioners room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Call the roll, please.
McLarty?
Yes.
Bosque?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
You received a copy of the minutes for our last meeting, September the 20th. What is your pleasure?
So move to approve.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the minutes. Any corrections, additions, deletions? Call roll.
Bosque?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes. Now, Mr. Kellen. I have the right agenda in front of me now.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for allowing me to spend a few minutes and kind of tell you about a curveball. We applied for FEMA funding for a project that you guys had graciously accepted to help us with as an in-kind contribution, as a match with the FEMA grant. But the timelines of FEMA, however, have set us back quite a bit with not knowing exactly when we could get the project started, when we could actually do some of the work that we wanted to do with taking the trees out and getting the prep work done. It kind of made us think a little bit more about what we wanted to do, prioritize it, and find out schedule-wise. We want to get this building started before November. The bids are out. We'll have pre-bid meetings tomorrow. The one thing that I'm standing here hoping that Dakota County commissioners see it in their hearts to continue and help us with this project. to help us get the trees cleared and the stumps out of there. Met with Mr. Kellogg today, kind of went over a preliminary idea of what we could do and what we couldn't do with a plan A and a plan B, and I'm just standing here today hoping that you guys can discuss this and say that, yes, you still want to continue as an in-kind contribution or a donation to Goodwill Industries so we can get this project started. It's about a $2.3 million project for the county. We're hoping that sways you a little bit to know that camp's been there for 83 years, going to be 84 years. We're not going anywhere with the camp. We want to keep continuing on the direction that we want to go, and this is that next step on what we want to do. And it all hinges on the timeline of getting the prep work done for the trees and the stumps.
What is the timeline to get the stumps and things removed out of there?
Well, it all depends on if you say, yes, you want to help us. We want to do that within the next couple weeks.
I see.
We have to get everything done that we want to get done prep work-wise, Rick, before the snow flies. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we'll be farther behind the eight ball when we get into the spring. We want to get as much of the shell done as we possibly can and do a lot of the work in the wintertime inside.
As far as, would there be a place that, you know, like, let's say we're involved in it, that we could have the brush piled?
Yes.
On site?
Yes.
And then at a later date move that stuff off? Just as long as we get your area ready where you need to build?
Right.
Because that's what you're looking for?
Absolutely. That's in plan A.
So we could take logs and pile them at some other location and then get that stuff out of there at a later date? Okay.
Is Becker still going to log?
As far as I know, I talked to him here a week or so ago. He said he was busy, but he was still intending on doing the job.
Right.
So
I'm wondering at some point in time, if we get involved here, like Rick said, we can put them off to the side, he logs them out, burn what we can, and bury everything on site. Would that be possible?
We talked about that this morning when Mr. Kellogg came out, and he hates it when I say Mr. Kellogg, but I'll keep saying it anyway. Came out, there's an area that we can go through and kind of go to the adjacent area that we've been piling stuff up during camp for the last 10 years. And we can get it all into that area, get it out of the way, get it out of the construction site, get it completely out of the way, and we can either just leave it there, or we can come back and do whatever we need to do with burning it or disposing of it at a later date.
I think if we can leave it there and burn it and bury it, it'd be a lot cheaper than having to haul it.
Absolutely. You know, we never talked about in initial stages of this to having a sidewinder come in and doing all that work and probably hauling it out to Jackson, Nebraska, and it's a big expense, and we don't want the county to absorb anything like that. We just want you to help us with getting them down, getting them to a place that we can get them off-site, and we can get construction started.
I talked to Becker, and he said, as fast as you drop them, I'll get them out of there. And he said he would bring his, with his loader tractor, and he'd bring the bucket with it. And he said, I can push the brush over in a pile, too. I'll do that.
So what was his timeline of doing it?
The day I talked to him, he said, let me know. That's all he said. He said he was up in South Dakota right now, but he said, I can pull back here, you know, to get it done. So that's what he told me.
Oh, okay. You talked to Rick or
Mike? Dr. Rick.
Okay.
So he's going to...
But I asked
so him... So is he going to drop the trees prior to you taking the stumps out?
Well, he says it's easier to drop it with the push roll with the, you know, in that graph with the tree on the stump.
Yeah.
And then he said, I'll take right that.
Then he'll take off and cut it off and get it, okay.
That's what he said. His brother must live up at Harlington or something. He said, I can bring him down too. So that's what he told me when I talked to him.
Okay.
That was just recently.
Yeah. Well, it was when I called you or something, when I talked to you about it. So it's been a couple of weeks. I asked him I asked him if there was any pay in it, too. So I might as well know. He said, no. He said, if I'm going to call them out, then, you know, that's there. I said, that's fine. So I'll let them know which way you're going. So.
But if we get involved and he can't make it and we end up cutting the logs down,
we'd have to file them someplace.
Then we need to be involved in hauling them to Becker's, which we can get the job done, and maybe we can receive some funds off of that because they'll buy the logs from us and they're only 2 miles away from the Goodwill camp.
Correct.
So, but if something like that happens, we need to keep track of that. So, I think it's a worthy project, and I'm all for it.
How many trees is there? Have you got any idea?
There's probably about 25 mature trees, and then the brush that goes back around the corners. It's like 30 foot out, 50 foot that winds around, and that will be just the brush stuff that just the dozer can just kick over, and it can just push it back and pile it into the site that we've got ready to go and put that down.
Fred, do you have any estimates on man hours and machine time?
The brush part with a crawler, 2 to 3 days. The trees, Becker drops them, and they're off-site. The stumps would probably take another week with a
excavator
and crawler to get it back there. There's also some concrete that has to be moved off-site.
What's your work schedule?
Right now, very busy.
Well, when are you going to get in to do this? You must do it right away.
I would like to do it first of frost starts hitting the ground where we're not able to do road work. Whether that's soon enough or Paul, I don't know.
Well, Dick had kind of volunteered to do some of that digging. Would you be able to get at it sooner than that?
I volunteered.
The last time those guys were here.
I volunteered.
I remember exactly.
Oh, yeah, you all do.
That would help.
I bet you we can get it on the tape.
Yeah.
Good guy.
But, you know, it's just equipment and time for us. The equipment isn't as big an issue as manpower. We do have quite a few. With the weather that we had this summer, we are very, very behind on a lot of our road projects.
Can you work with that schedule?
I can work with your schedule.
Now let me ask you another question. You're not going to apply for this FEMA grant in the future.
No.
That's down the drain and forgotten.
That's down. Yes, sir.
All right. And so if we do this work, are you going to plan for another grant someplace else to get the money to do this? What I'm trying to get to is the only thing the county's going to do is in-kind work, and this is the in-kind work.
Correct.
I would hate to think that we would do this, and then you apply for another grant, and then you want us to do another.
Oh, no. Joan won't let me.
Okay. All right. Because we can only move those trees once, you know.
And we can't put them back up, right?
That's right. Even with wood glue, I don't think it'll work. Okay, what's your pleasure?
Well, I think we ought to do it.
I think it's a good
project, and it's for the community, and it's going to bring some jobs in when they're building the building. And
I second it.
Got a motion made and seconded to proceed with the Goodwill Industries ground at Kellogg's schedule. Is that right? Is that what we're saying? Okay. Questions for the board? Public, have any questions?
I just have one. Now, Rick Becker is aware of this whole conversation.
I talked to him a week ago.
Okay.
He knows
what's
going on.
He does do a tremendous job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I actually met him just once.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was
going
to
cut him down there.
Yeah, he is. He's a regular.
He's the kind of guy.
Yeah, he's a workaholic.
Any other questions? If not, call roll.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Bosquet?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Joan. Truly appreciate this. Joan, so nice to see you again.
Take care.
Next item is approval of payroll. No problems.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the payroll and any accounts with it.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Bosquet?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
There are no separate accounts payable claims, so we can move past that. Adopt a resolution to approve the extension and the agreement with the Nebraska Department of Roads regarding the National Bridge Inspection Standards. Do you want to speak on that, Arnie?
Yeah, I guess you guys received a letter from the state that they are no longer going to load rate bridges. The county has agreed to do the inspections. We've always done the inspections, but they want the counties to do the load ratings on the bridges now. So that's more or less what your agreement is here now. I talked to Steve Anderson down on State Bridge there last week, and the bridges are all load rated as of this year. So there won't be no. You got to hire a PE to do the load rating. I can't do that. It's got to be done by an engineer. So that's something. But the only reason a bridge will have to be changed, load rating changed, if there's a new one built or if there's a deterioration in a bridge that I inspect that causes to have load rating being changed on.
What? Question for you: why did the state get out of it? What was
it was just something that they, what he said, what he told me is something that they just did as a favor to the counties to load rate them, and they just decided that they weren't going to do it anymore.
Well, they're getting short. Responsibility
for
that, budget cuts, maybe.
Yeah, it could be too. It's just something that they decided that they weren't going to do no more. And like I said, it isn't going to be a big deal, because anytime as of this year, now the bridges, I've got the bridges all inspected there. That should be all put in the computer and sent in sometime this week for this year's bridge inspection. So it'd be just, there's very little change in anything that I've seen. So load ratings or nothing will be changed for any, until we get a new one or new one built. Or
do they do that every year, Arnie? Do they load rate them every year?
No.
No.
The only time to load rate them in the future is if there's a new one built or if there's deterioration of one of the bridges that has to, the load rating has to change from what it is right now.
Okay.
So who will determine that? You?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then whether this affects us with, what, about 12 bridges?
No, this is all the bridges.
Not just fracture critical.
No, it's all. See, now the state, as far as fracture critical, this is just regular bridges. The state will, according to that letter, I think the state's going to go ahead and do the inspection and load rating on fracture critical bridges.
Oh, okay.
They're gonna go ahead and do that, which will, I mean, they ain't gonna pay it. They're gonna take it out of your federal road bridge money that comes here, but they're gonna go ahead and do that themselves.
So we're talking what, 40?
40, 39 bridges.
39.
Mm-hmm.
You have any idea what that's gonna cost us?
Well, it ain't gonna cost you anything unless one of them in the future.
You find a problem.
Unless there's a problem.
Okay.
And you're just gonna, that bridge, or if you got a new bridge, like say that bridge over there southeast of Hubbard, if it happened to get built, well,
right.
then that's gonna have to be load rated.
Okay.
But then the engineer will take the blueprints of the bridge, and they'll load rate it right off the blueprints and stuff.
Okay. So at that time, there shouldn't be any charge. It'll be whoever designed the bridge will load rate it probably.
No, we'll still have the county will still have to, unless you can talk him into doing it, but the county will still have to hire him to load rate it.
All right.
And I don't know what, as far as the cost of the figuring out what load rating on, it isn't a big process. It's just more or less taking your seal and your dead weight on top and stuff, and that's what they.
Okay.
That's what they. There's a chapter in the National Bridge manual that directs load rating and stuff. And it isn't a big process. An engineer has to work.
Okay. Any other questions?
Thanks, Arnie.
Okay, with that, then, resolution number 20, a resolution adopting and approving the execution of an agreement with the State of Nebraska Department of Roads regarding the National Bridge Inspection Standards and Responsibility, be it resolved by the county and the board and the chairman of Dakota County, Nebraska, that one. The county shall enter into an agreement with the Nebraska Department of Roads for the purpose of defining responsibility in meeting the National Bridge Inspection Standards. Two, the chairman of the board, county board, is hereby authorized and directed to execute said agreement on behalf of Dakota County, and the county clerk is authorized to attest said execution. This resolution shall be marked Exhibit A and a copy attached to the original agreement. Okay, your pleasure.
I move to adopt resolution number 20.
I'll second it.
Motion made to adopt resolution number 20. Questions? Comments? public. Call the roll.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Bousquet?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yep.
McNair?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now we have an agreement with the Siouxland Humane Society. This is to adopt the agreement, which is the same as it was last year. It's a matter of record. No changes, no increase in cost.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to continue the agreement with the Siouxland Humane Society. Questions? Call roll.
McLarty?
Yes.
Bousquet?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
Thank you. Next item is office inventories have been reviewed. We need to have them approved.
Tony and I reviewed, and they were all turned in on time for the September 1st deadline. And everything's in order. I'd make a motion to approve these inventories as submitted.
I second it.
Motion made and seconded to approve the office inventories. Questions or comments? Call roll.
Bousquet?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes. Next item is to approve the sale of surplus items for the sale held on September the 23rd.
I'll make a motion to sell the surplus items.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the sale of the surplus items that was conducted. Questions? Comments? Call roll.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Bousquet?
Yes.
Okay, next is to approve the officer reports that we have here. Sent in. Quarterly report. They missed inventory.
They're not here.
Oh, this is inventory. Okay. Moving on, we will not conduct a jail tour. Any committee reports?
Dick and I did meet with Fred a week ago Thursday, went over the bids for the maintainers. And we went ahead with the John Deere. It was the lowest of the bids, and they're a good machine. It was roughly $25,000 less than the next
one. Yeah, it's rated at $159,000.
And we were trading a John Deere for a John Deere. We have four cats and three John Deeres, and they're all good machines.
Right.
So it just makes sense to go with that.
And I did talk to him just the other day, and they're going to try to get it here before December if they can.
Good.
I stopped over and talked to him.
Looks good.
Okay. Any other reports?
We had a safety deal today, and they're going to have a fire drill for the courthouse. It's going to be in October, but they ain't got the date set, but they're going to have a fire drill here in the deal. And there was no, for this month, there was no claims that was turned in, so it looked real good there. So.
Any other reports? Member reports? I have one item here. Wednesday is County Government Day. That's when the students from the high schools come in, and then they're divided up amongst the different offices. And so do we have a commissioner that's willing to be here from 10 to 12 at least on County Government Day and to sit down with the youth and talk to them about the role of the commissioners?
What day is this?
Wednesday.
This coming Wednesday?
Wednesday, 10 to 12. They'll be over at City Hall, Dakota City Hall. They'll meet there at 9 o'clock. They'll have an overview. And then they'll be broken out to come over with the different departments. And then they'll go back for lunch, and then they dismiss after that.
So you need the board member here from 10 to 12, right?
It's actually 11:30 to 12:30.
11:30, 12:30?
Sounds like a lunch to me, Tony.
Well, if you just speak Spanish, you know, it'll probably be better. I can explain it very well.
Yeah, you can do it too, maybe.
I'll be down with here. I'll be here.
Okay. Thank you very much. We will not conduct the jail tour. Is anybody in the audience would like to address the board on any issue that was not on the agenda?
Dennis Reiner, 729 200 Street. What's the status of the GPS units on the county vehicles at this point in time? When will they be installed, or are they installed?
I don't think I can answer that at this time.
They're ordering them, and they're trying to get lined up with the sheriff's department and with the road department to find a time when they can start installing them.
Any timeline, though, just to
as soon
2011?
As soon, no, it's this next month.
Next
October,
month.
October. He'd like to have them installed this month if he can get the equipment and stuff there to get it done. So, but they had to order that. They had to order the units in to get it put on. I think Randy's getting that line.
Whenever they're ready, they'll start bringing the vehicles up. Question answered.
Are we gonna work with LEC on putting a screen in up there so that the dispatchers can monitor those too?
I know they talk about it. I don't know if they've got finished on that yet.
Okay. We'll probably talk at LEC meeting about it. So,
any other questions from the audience? Hearing none, there's no emergency business. I entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn. Call the roll, please.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Boskay?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.